I met my younger self today. She walked in so excited, ready to tell me about how she just uploaded her first YouTube video. She told me how some girls were making fun of her posted videos on YouTube at school. It takes time and you have to commit to something you love because you love it. Everything happens for a reason and every hardship through life is just a lesson that brings you to better days. She was confused but gave me a nod and said, okay, I'll try and figure it out. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Today is going to be a bit of a different one. It's an individual episode, obviously. If you're new to the Loud Talk podcast, we do individual episodes every other week. And then between those episodes, we bring on a guest to share their story or bounce back ideas with that regarding topics that I want to get loud about. So recently there's been this trend on social media called I Met My Younger Self for Coffee Today. And the original creator of this poem is Janae Cecilia. She's a writer, a poet, and this trend absolutely blew up. And tell me why I was sitting on TikTok watching these videos, like crying basically. And I think this was a very common feeling among like everyone because it was such a reflection moment to be able to imagine a scenario where you could go back or time travel to go for a coffee with your younger self. And a lot of times we move through life at such a rapid pace and we're always so on to the next and moving towards our future selves and chasing that one, we don't even think of like our present and we don't, you know, absorb the present, but let alone we don't look at the past and think, okay, like look at the person I've grown into today compared, or, you know, what would my younger self think of what I'm doing? Or just sometimes realize that we've made some of our dreams come true along the ways that we haven't even realized because we're always like moving those goalposts. So I really wanted to do this trend myself, but sometimes when it comes to writing things down, like in a journal, I'm not a journaling person. I'm just not. I love to speak, and in front of the camera is somewhere that I can authentically like get my words out a lot of the time. When I have a thought, first thing I do is like take out my phone and press record. So that is my outlet and how I typically express things. So I thought it would be cool to do this episode as kind of a full-on episode of me going to coffee with my younger self, kind of making this like a podcast where I'm conversing with what my younger self would think and kind of go throughout the years. So I kind of want to start with, I want to kind of go from the years of like when I would have been able to meet in a coffee shop. So I'm going to start like 13 years old because this is actually when I first posted like my first YouTube video online. Okay. I met my younger self for coffee today. Her parents dropped her off 15 minutes late and I was just on time because I couldn't wait to catch up with the little girl that I once was. She wore a full face of makeup with the cutest wings outlining her eyes. Her hair was loosely waved and when I looked at her skin, it was so flawless and smooth. I had light makeup on, my hair freshly taken out of my heatless curls, wearing a blazer and boots. As I looked at her skin, she walked in so excited, ready to tell me about how she just uploaded her first YouTube video. Fall fashion, she'd call it, highlighting her favorite outfits because she's always been a fashion girly and filming it very unaesthetically in our backyard. She told me how her mom immediately asked, wait, did this go out to the full public and can you make it private? And we laughed about how that's not how social media works if we want anyone to see it. She ordered an iced frappe as I sipped on my Americano with a splash of whole milk and asked her how school is going because I knew academics meant the world to her. Being in junior high, she was the busiest bee. She showed me her calendar with how every day was blocked off with her subjects, and then after school she had dance and sports. She was on the volleyball team, the basketball team, even played the saxophone in the school band. But she was so full of life and just could not stop picking a hobby to obsess over. She told me how some girls were making fun of her posted videos on YouTube at school, and I gave her a wink to tell her that 10 years down the line she'd actually be doing this full time and even more people would try to make fun of her for it, but She didn't care. Her jaw dropped, wanting to hear more details, and immediately know, did we make it as the influencer we always dreamed for? And I told her, trust your path, be patient, grow with integrity, and follow your heart in creating the videos that you love to create. So I asked her, what are you wanting to film next? She told me how she's been loving getting into makeup, spending every dollar she saves from birthdays to go to the drugstore and obsess over what new lipstick line just came out. She was telling me how Milani just released a bunch of new lipsticks and she just dreamed of having them all. I looked at this young girl before me, 10 years younger, so much to come, yet so mature and wise at the same time with how she carried herself. And I just smiled at her with the confidence that radiated as she spoke. I met my 15-year-old self for coffee today. Her parents dropped her off, still 15 minutes late, but it's okay because I was rushing there too. She wore makeup that made her look so much older and mature, but the girl definitely knew how to glam. Her hair was so long and slick straight, while mine was a bit shorter, but I just knew she had this crazy attachment to her long hair since when she was a little girl, it wouldn't grow very much. So I complimented her on it, telling her, wow, your hair is so long, because I knew she'd love to hear it. She came in wearing a pair of skinny jeans, heeled sandals, and a little top, and she told me she just finished her 5-hour shift at Banana Republic. I wore straight dress pants and the same heels because, as I said, she did have good style. She was now in high school, so I was so excited to ask how that had been going. She told me about her classes and how she was doing really well in the math and sciences, but now had the pressure to figure out what she wanted to do for the rest of her life as uni applications were creeping in. I almost wanted to tell her, but had to bite my tongue, that she would go on to get 2 degrees and use none of them for her job. She told me about the boy she was dating, and although I knew heartbreak was soon to come, it was that stupid teenage love that I had to let her go through. And looking back now, that compatibility made no sense. She told me how she spent most of her day studying, actually came home crying on her first day of physics, but it later turned into her favorite subject. I had to agree. It was crazy to think of how much school she had on her shoulders while I was here, freshly out of university, my studying days behind me, yet the weight of them still felt so heavy because of the identity I built for myself being a student. She sipped on her small coffee, one cream, one sugar, while I drank a matcha and told her to slow down and stop trying to grow up so fast. I could tell by the look in her eyes that she was looking at me and thinking, oh, finally, we're an adult. Because ironically, all I wanted to do my whole childhood was just grow up, be an adult, run my own days. I told her, enjoy this time. It goes by so fast. You have plenty of time to be a grown up. I met my younger self for coffee today, 2 days before her high school graduation. We ran into each other at the door, both 10 minutes late. She had driven there in her white Chrysler Pacifica that made the most rattling noise while I had walked from the metro. Her hair was perfectly curled. Her eyeshadow was a half-cut crease with glitter, large lashes to complete it, and a full coverage foundation sat on her face. I stared back at her wearing a skin tint with a dark lip liner and gloss, and my hair freshly taken out of my heatless curls. I gave her a big hug and said, wow, I can't believe you're about to graduate high school in 2 days. And she looked back at me saying, and you're gonna graduate university in 2 months. 6 years apart now, but so many of the same emotions of a chapter of our life coming to a close. She told me the story of how she became valedictorian. She told me how her favorite physics teacher actually nominated her, and she sat in her bedroom for 6 hours recording her first draft of her speech. The top 15 students of the school went through the audition process, and she got called out of her cosmetology class, taken to a small room, and deceived by the disappointment of the professors, who quickly turned their faces to a smile to tell her she had gotten the valedictorian spot. She went quietly back into her cosmetology room as they told her to not tell anyone until the next day, when not only 5 minutes later, they announced it on the speakers. And her phone blew up with her friends immediately calling her to scream into her ear how proud they were. I had the biggest smile on my face looking back at her, and I immediately had to cut off her story to tell her that her best friend that was the first to call her had just got engaged. She read me her speech, and I was in awe about her message of finding happiness in the journey and not the destination. And I had to just tell her about all the details that had transformed into the journey she actually lived the next 6 years. Oh, and since she quoted Drake in her valedictorian speech, I had to tell her that we saw him in concert during a work trip. She showed me her dress, the most beautiful blue color that I would probably pick out for myself to this day. She was gonna look absolutely stunning in it, but I could tell a bit of her felt sad that she didn't have a grad date at the moment, but I was so happy that she'd have beautiful pictures that weren't ruined by some boy. I asked her, okay, so what's next? University? Even though I already knew the path that she would take. And she told me how she was going to take a dual degree in chemical engineering and business. And before I could even ask, she already explained her reasoning, as they had only let in 30 students and she felt that it would differentiate her and allow her to tackle different areas that she was interested in, being math and science and business. She asked me if I was a cosmetic engineer working for a big company like L'Oreal, and without offering up too much information, I said, yeah, something like that. I asked her if she's still posting on social media, and she said yes, consistently 3 times a week, and her channel has now gone to 9,000 subscribers. In response, I told her, wow, that's so amazing. Can you believe 9,000 people have subscribed to watch your videos every week? And she said, I know. Isn't that so cool? They even said it on the radio. In that moment, I smiled and reflected on how the past week I was getting down at myself for my numbers online, because the teenage girl in front of me would not have believed me if I would have told her we have grown our following over 100 times since. I brought her some flowers for her upcoming grad, and she was confused because she said, we don't like flowers. They're a waste of money. You should have gotten me a cake instead. And I said, oh, that's the most engineer answer you could have given me. I insisted she take them and that maybe one day she would like them just a little bit, even if she didn't want to admit it. I met my younger self for coffee today. Well, a virtual coffee, because the world was locked down in a global pandemic. She joined the call, tears running down her face, sobbing that she didn't know where her life was going. She had just received her first bad grade at school after being a straight A student her whole entire life. I reassured her that second year of university would be the hardest and that this was the thick of it. She was complaining as her days consisted of being classes from 8 to 6, followed by studying right into the night, going to bed and waking up to do it all over again, as I was analyzing that she was sitting in her pajamas, which she probably had just rolled out of bed in, to sit at her desk and do her school for the day. But I realized she was still wearing a full face of makeup, and I asked her where she was going, which she responded, nowhere. I was just filming TikToks because that's the only thing that brings me joy right now. She said, I can't believe I've been refusing to get on this app. It's so much fun. And she asked me if we still do videos, and I told her we're actually a full-time TikToker now and thanked her so much for taking the leap to start posting content on there. She asked me what she should do. She said, Lavinia, I'm having an identity crisis. And I reassured her that her identity is so much more than her grades, that she's accomplished so much in her young years, is right at the start of building up her social media career, besides all her other accomplishments, and that one bad course does not define her. She calmed down slowly and gave me a slight nod and asked if life was still on pause. I reassured her that the world had opened back up and that part of the reason she was going through such a hard time is that she's just a devoted extrovert who loves spending her time around people. I told her to cherish the days at home that she got to spend with her family dog, because soon she wouldn't be able to anymore. I saw a tear rolling down her face as she picked him up from the floor, gave him a huge hug, and giggled as she said he would fall asleep during all of her calculus and O-chem lectures. She told me that she applied for internships and actually landed the first one at a oil and gas energy company. Although I already knew, I did ask her, I thought you wanted to do a cosmetic engineering placement. She said, yeah, but I think it might be easier for me to just stay in the city and work at a bigger company and see what it brings. She asked if I got married, and I said, to who? And she said, the guy we've been dating. And I said, oh girl, no, you two are so different. And I let out the wildest laugh as I said, you are two completely different people. You'll be just fine. I met my younger self for coffee today. She sat there on time as I strolled in 2 minutes late. She was wearing a full pink suit, black heels, and hair slicked back as she was on lunch at her corporate job. It was almost like looking in a mirror because I was dressed similarly, but just coming from home. She told me how she didn't really like working an office job, and I said, don't worry, you're not gonna have to ever again. I'll make sure of it. And she was dying to know what we do for work now. I said, it's because of you and you never letting your dreams down that I'm able to be where I am here today. So thank you for always pushing forward and working so hard on your social medias, even while you've been working a full-time job and taking all these courses to build a life that I get to experience. She couldn't believe it, and immediately tears started rolling down her face as she couldn't imagine that social media would be something she could do full time. In that exact moment, I couldn't help but crying either, because I had just felt so anxious lately, like I wasn't doing enough or that I wasn't making enough of an impact in my career. And I realized the girl sitting in front of me was just so grateful of the life that I was living, that I should start having more daily gratitude too, and thinking back to her every day that I wake up. As she was telling me about her internship job, I couldn't help but notice the expression on her face as her eyes slightly squeezed, and without me pointing out, I realized that she was in a lot of pain. Under the light skin tint she was wearing was a face full of cystic acne, and without providing any unsolicited advice, I reached a hand out and told her, a lot of that pain is gonna go away, and you are about to become the most confident version of yourself. And she said, I know, it's hard. Acne sucks. I hope you got rid of it. But surprisingly, I hit a rock bottom with my skin where I just couldn't look at myself in the mirror anymore and hate myself. And I just had to decide to look in the mirror and love myself. And I couldn't be more happy to know that this is where she'd gone in her skin journey when her skin was at her absolute worst. I told her, unfortunately, we still get the breakout time to time, but the improvements since are absolutely insane. She told me she just went on her first brand trip, and I had to share the stories of all the next ones that were to come, all the relationships that would form, and the fact that she's even expanded to having a podcast, which actually I had to ask my younger self for some advice on that, because I started that comparison game where I felt like, okay, my podcast isn't really getting anywhere, staring too much at the numbers and getting in my own head. She told me, girl, remember when we had 300 views on YouTube for literally 6 years? You always said it takes time and you have to commit to something you love because you love it. And I said, man, you're so wise for your age. I'm gonna write that one down. She flipped her phone over to check the time and said her lunch break was over as she gulped down the rest of her chai tea latte and had to head back to work. I finished my Americano while I worked on my next podcast piece off the motivation that came from our conversation. I met my younger self today. She came in brushing off the snow off her jacket, 3 textbooks in hand, no makeup on, and bags under her eyes, and let out a huge sigh as I stared back at her with freshly applied makeup and a cute business casual outfit. I sat with 2 Americanos with a splash of oat milk in front of us because I knew that was her favorite, and handed her one as she was just a few minutes late. She said, girl, I'm so sorry for keeping you waiting. This week has been crazy. And all I knew was that it wasn't just this week. It had been this week and every week before that. She told me how she decided to take 16 courses this year while she had finally been working full-time as an influencer and just started her own skincare line. I shook my head in disbelief, even though I had already known she had made it through, and told her, I don't know how you do it all, to provide some comfort. She told me it's okay, it will all be worth it in the end, because guess what? I'm moving to Vienna. I decided to take a semester abroad, and you won't believe the story. I asked her for as many details as possible, even though I already knew how it was going to play out. She told me how she was crushed when she saw the exchange applications had closed, but kept getting signs in her life that were telling her, you need to go to Vienna. So many signs saying Vienna waits for you, and even getting a spot that wasn't even supposed to be hers until the last minute. She couldn't help herself but asked me how the exchange semester had went, and I let her in on a little secret that we actually extended our lease past the exchange term to a whole year. She couldn't believe it and had so many follow-up questions. Wait, I thought you wanted to move to New York after graduation. I thought we'd be engaged by now. Don't you miss home? All questions that I understood why she wanted the answers to. I told her New York is still in the books for later on, but not just quite yet. We're actually single and doing okay. I told her, get ready to go through the biggest life lessons you ever learned, but it's all worth it because you are going to become the most independent, self-loving version of yourself. And told her to keep her head high and have the same love and compassion that she has for others for herself. She was confused, but gave me a nod and said, okay, I'll try and figure it out. I laughed and told her, it's okay. We're just 2 empaths, but one of us has just learned to stick up for ourselves a little more than the other. I asked her if she was nervous about exchange, and she said absolutely, and that she doesn't even know where to start with packing. I told her, don't worry, you're gonna end up buying so many clothes abroad that you're just gonna have trouble bringing them all back. I had to give her a sneak peek of some of the beautiful photos I took while traveling, which just made her so much more excited to finally leave her hometown as she always dreamed of as a kid. I gave her a huge hug, wished her safe travels, and reminded her that everything would be okay, that everything happens for a reason, and every hardship through life is just a lesson that brings you to better days. And today I'm here. I took myself out for coffee yesterday, and I couldn't believe how much had changed in the last year. So much had happened where it was set in the plans for me to move across the world, not just 4 months, but for a whole year, going from a committed relationship to being on my own on the most intense path of independence I've ever been on, going from having a co-founder in my business to doing it independently, which was a really hard pill to swallow because I have nothing but admiration and I look up to my co-founder so much that it was more fear of, wow, how am I going to do this on my own? But I had to reassure myself I can do it. I realized how much we've grown in the fact that I have just so much love for life now. I can't believe how much I've grown, yet still struggle with certain things and new things every day. I feel like lately I feel myself struggling with, you know, reassuring myself in my independence and reassuring that I'm on the right path, struggling with my identity of not being a student anymore, struggling with being full-time self-employed, which is crazy because this is what I've always dreamed of. And that's okay. But I'm also finding beauty in every single day actions and so much more self-love that I'm so grateful for the journey and grateful for the hard times. And looking back at my younger self, all I want to do is make her proud. And I know I am. And on the days that I get so down and hard on myself, I have to remind myself that, hey, if I were to go to coffee with my younger self, how would she feel? You know, how would she feel about where we're at today? And that's what I just have to keep reminding myself over and over and over. But I don't know, this episode was really different from anything I've ever done before, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I encourage you to reflect on how a conversation with your younger self would go, how you've changed, how you've stayed the same, what you've accomplished since, how your mindset has grown. All of that. And let me know what you guys thought of this episode because it was obviously a bit of a different one. But I love you guys and I hope you enjoyed. We do post new episodes every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST, YouTube for the video version, Spotify, Apple for the audio. And I have a really amazing guest coming on next week. So you guys are going to want to stay tuned for that. It's actually someone that I look up to so, 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 so much. And it's a little more business and life focused, I would say, less like beauty focused. But I think you guys are going to really enjoy the episode. I'm hoping so. Fingers crossed, hopefully. But either way, I got a really valuable conversation out of it. So hopefully some of you do as well. But yeah, subscribe to the channel on YouTube so you don't miss out on the videos that come out every week. We also do shorts and I also post passion posts, I like to call them, on my Instagram and TikTok, which are just really like inspirational and like all of my creative thoughts into videos and photos over on there. So go check that out. But that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this conversation, joining me for a coffee with all of my younger self versions in today's episode. I love you, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, guys.